Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Cha-ching. That's the sound of Lowe's Labor Day savings. Get up to 45% off select major appliances and save up to an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Plus, get three bags of Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil for just $10. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's. In-store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
This is Hidden Killers Year in Review. A look back at the biggest stories of 2025. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Welcome back to our third part in our series breaking down the police interrogation of Richard Allen. This third part here is where I'm going to assume it gets a little more bumpy. And they really start to go in on Richard Allen. If you've not watched the first two parts, please do. They're on our channel here on YouTube or on the podcast platform, wherever you are listening to it. It puts it all in the context. So thus far, I've seen a guy that's trying to help the police figure out what's going on with this crime. Not a guy who committed the crime. I think that's important. We're going to do a full breakdown of all of this in another video as well. Like deep dive discussing this and what we've been seeing. But without further ado, let's continue on with this. Crime Circus is the one who managed to get their hands on this. I'm going to guess, like I said, through a Freedom of Information Request Act. I do not know for sure, but it is it's now out in the ether. So let's break more of this down as we watch now the third and final part of the Richard Allen interrogation video.
That she may not. We can start with this phone to be able to extract the data from that. That's okay with you. And I have a form that I read to folks where we get started on doing something like that. And it gives basically like this, you have a right to require that a search won't be obtained before any search of your property. You have the right to refuse consent to a warrantable search. You have the right to talk to a lawyer before giving consent to such a search. If you cannot afford a lawyer, one would be appointed for you. I agree that state rights and I assume rights are. I do not want a lawyer at this time. I consent to a warrantless search by the officers of the police department following this private property, and then be your cell phone and my hotel carrier, and authorize the officers to seize any item of data which they consider as evidence. I understand and know what I am doing, no promises or threats in the making me, and the pressure or coercion of any kind has been used against me. And I would need to have the passcode. Is your phone open, or is it just a passcode, or is it a pattern? Face or what?
There's a finger thing, okay. And then there's a code override.
Mm-hmm.
I guess my advice.
Go ahead. Any questions? Yeah, we'll try to answer.
Just, I don't know, it's sounding more like you're like I'm not going to be somebody's fall guy.
Here's an
item we were talking.
I want to help you.
I thought you were trying to find.
So everyone
might have it be helpful, but
everyone's absolutely what we're doing. Everyone we talk to, we're trying to eliminate them from any suspicion of being involved in this case.
Sure.
So I get that. What we want to try to do is get as much information together to be able to show, okay, we've looked and didn't find anything. So you understand what I'm saying?
Sure, I get that. I just, like I said, honestly, it amazes me that we're even talking. I mean, it's been so long, and I haven't thought about this much, and it's just like, I don't want to be somebody's fall guy, and we're going to try to make pieces of a puzzle fit somewhere they don't fit so we can close this thing. I get, and I'm not saying that, please don't think I'm questioning your integrity. That's not what I'm saying.
You should be questioning their integrity. Because that's exactly what they're doing. Continuing on.
I guess that's where I'm at. It doesn't seem like a simple conversation we're having. It seems more like you think I might have done it. So
I understand what you're saying. I can totally tell what you're saying or how I would feel from your point of view. Okay.
Yeah.
From our situation, what we're trying to do is be able to show what all you were doing that day. Take a look at everything. Make sure that we can show that what you're saying is true. Okay. So that we can be able to say to someone else, whoever's prosecuting this case, look, we looked at Mr. Allen. He's not our guy. And we looked at him because we looked at his phone. And I was going to ask you something else, too. Be able to look at your car. And also, with your permission, we'd like to look at your house. And so all these things are very, very important just to be able to.
No, I get that. I mean, yeah, I'm not going to. I mean, if you get to a point where you think that I need further investigating and you want to get a warrant, that's fine. But I'm not going to have somebody going through my house and everything.
Sure, sure. I just want to be honest. Yeah.
I guess I'm starting to feel more like your main lead or something here, and I'm not going to do that.
Well, did you understand that because we are so far into this,
mm-hmm.
that I'm sure you see the news, you see state police doing their thing.
Well, we are very vile. Yeah.
We at Kirk County Sheriff's Department, and he's an investigator with prosecutor's office.
Sure.
We decided to pick through the very beginning of this again. We're talking to everybody that was out there that day and trying to cross the T's, dot and I's. It's nothing more than that.
And I get that part of it.
So there's no fall guy. That's not.
Yeah. And like I said, I'm not trying to question anybody's integrity. I just, at the point that you think I might have actually done this, then if you want to get a warrant, search my house, my car, my orifices or whatever, that's fine. I mean, I don't mind you looking at my phone or whatever, but I don't think
there's a more.
I guess my point is I don't think you're
just asking.
Sure.
Right. I'm just asking.
I understand that.
So it is what it is, and we are asked. So
yeah, I'm not going to have police out going through my house and stuff. That's just not.
That's fine.
News leaks and somebody hit that. I just don't need that kind of.
Well, we're trying to keep this very discreet because we do understand what you're talking about. It came out of the Buick, which is not normal.
I understand.
So, we're not interested in making your electrical and like that. We're trying to get these things figured out.
Sure.
Get taken care of. So,
sure.
With that, so you said you would let us look at the phone?
Sure.
Okay, great. And you help us get to the other phone, too?
I'll see if I can find it.
Okay. All right. So let me go back to that form, and we'll get this phone back to our team, which can do that. So I covered this with you. What kind of phone is it? Can you tell?
It's a Google something or other. So Google.
Moving on.
Pixel.
Okay. It's a white phone. Okay. And what is the passcode?
20-4545.
Okay. All right. Great. So I read this to you. So if you have any questions, do you have any questions about your rights about being able to do this? Or we just need your signature to verify that you understood everything.
This is a Crime Circus presentation.
You know what? Let me talk to my wife before I do anything.
Okay.
I don't want to do this because I'm cool with it, but at the same time, I don't want her to get pissed off because I don't know.
It's okay.
We watch TV shows and stuff, and I just, I don't want to be associated with this thing, obviously, more than anybody else does. And am I an angel of a person? No. I mean, I'm like anybody else. And I guess I don't want you, maybe I don't want you looking at every website I've visited and I can blow that. I think I'll talk to my wife, and if she's cool with it, then we'll do it.
Can I? I'm going to get something. I'm going to show you something just really quick. I'll be right back.
Used to crush them.
To recycle. Sure, do you want to know?
No, I did.
One of these is cooler than the other. So, but no, we're trying to give you a hard time.
I understand.
We're just trying to get these things taken
care of. And I get that.
A long time. So,
I get that. And I guess that's not that I ever question anybody's integrity, but
that's fine.
It's just, I know that it's at a point where, I mean, you want closure. You want closure for a family. And, and I don't know you from Adam.
No, it's fine.
But you also can't say it's never happened where peace.
God, these investigators are more incompetent than I ever thought. Watching them in action, holy crap. What a band of Keystone cops this is. And he's exactly right for going, I don't want to be the fall guy. Which is exactly what they make him. Eventually, they go into his house and they find a gun where the random bullet that they found would fit into. Never mind the other 40, 50 cops that were walking around the spot where they found the bullet that could have fit into any of their weapons as well. But no, it must be this guy. And that's what they convicted him on. That's it. Continuing on with this. This is just, if you've been following this case, it's so angering. It's so triggering. Tell me in the comments what your thoughts are on this so far as we continue.
And we find a piece that's close to fitting and make that, and I just don't.
I just want you to see why we came to you. This is from the beginning.
Okay.
It's basically kit 74.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
I can check.
I don't want you to think that we're just randomly coming after you.
And you've been, I don't think you're coming after me. You're not that.
You've been completely honest with this. You said, well, what the information you can see right there, this gentleman was on the trail between 1330 and 1530.
That's straight. I mean, I don't think that
time was.
I know I wasn't out there that late. I don't know what I told him that day, but I know I wasn't out there till 3:30 or so.
Yeah, it's 3:30. That would be right around 1:30 until 3:30.
No, I'm saying when I left. Okay. 1:30 would have been more of the time I would have left.
Okay.
Not gotten there. Because the only reason I remember is because I know I left around 11 o'clock or so because they were getting ready to go do lunch.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't going to do the lunch thing with everybody, so
and
I went home and right. was going to watch the stock market. Thought it was a nice day, and I'd go take a walk on the trail before I get.
Yeah. So things we're asking you is nothing any different than we ask anybody else around here. Yeah. And that's really all the stuff you told us, and there's nothing inconsistent here. So.
I guess I was actually watching my stock, so I must have been working. Yeah, about that.
It was part of my bridge trail.
It wasn't, I mean, it was that the farmer's pull-off is where I was.
Yeah, different
people call. Sure, gotcha. And you have the information off my cell phone.
Mm-hmm. So, yes, that's what I'd really like to know, that cell phone in particular. But again, that's why we're here.
Sure. And I get that.
We're trying to put, if there's any pieces you missed or anything that you can recollect.
Sure. And that's honestly what I thought this was.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, there's nothing else I can really think of. But
I want to put a little conjecture here, or a little context here, rather. If you're new to this case, they had another guy who gave a fake alibi before the bodies were even found, and his cell phone actually puts him at the crime scene. So there's that, too. He died in jail.
As far as searching my house and my phones and, like,
well, let me say, I haven't even got to that yet. I just want to let you know, those things have been very helpful for us, okay? I'm not necessarily asking right now,
but it's been helpful
eliminating people. What we do is we can say for sure, okay,
sure,
and we didn't find anything. Okay, that's how we
estimate the success. And I guess when you say progress, it's like we're still working. I'm not saying you haven't made progress.
No.
You obviously have. I'm just saying, like, we're here because we have found the guy that did this. And I'm not going to turn into that guy. I'm not going to. I don't want to become the target of something because, like I said, we watch Dateline every week. We watch everything, and it's just, it's one of those. I mean, there's nothing that's going to tie me to it, and I'm not worried about that. I just, to have people come and start searching my house and stuff. I mean, my wife doesn't even know I'm here talking to people. So, but I can look for the phone. I'll talk to her, and, I mean, obviously, anytime that you feel that you need that information quicker, I know you can get it. It's not like you can't get it if you want it. I'm not an idiot.
What information would it be?
Searching my house, searching my home, searching my...
Well, and again, the reason I said search your house and your car would be to be able to say to someone, look, we did actually take care of this information. We know for sure, okay, what was there. What
6 years later, they're going to do all this. And like it's gonna produce anything, which it clearly did not.
What we found, and you know, that gives us the answer we need for a particular situation that we're dealing with.
Sure,
it doesn't mean that we're trying to put anybody in a box, or anything like that. I know you brought up several times wanting to be able to resolve the case. No, what we want to do is be able to find the person.
Absolutely.
Not trying to put anybody in that box that wasn't responsible for what happened.
Okay? I understand that.
So,
I'm not saying you just want to label somebody, but, you know, I had nothing to do with it. I haven't been a part of this investigation. I mean, I have with what I get, and now I'm obviously you question me further, and that's fine, but
sure.
It's a horrible thing, and I mean, I don't want to be any more involved in it than what I have to be. If I thought I had something that was useful, by all means, I'd give you anything I had. I just don't know what's going to be useful to you.
Sure, I understand. So that's one of the reasons why we asked for the phone, is to be able to be to nail down that aspect.
Sure.
Especially the phone that would have been involved in that situation, which would be the phone you gave the information on to the officer.
Sure.
And also, something that would be very important us to look at would be your car, because when somebody does something that's involved in something like this,
sure,
there might be traces of biological information and the data that, or
and they find
substances
nothing.
That were left behind. Inside the vehicle, so
sure, I mean,
that makes sense. So, would it be helpful for us to be able to look at your car, be able to determine if there'd be anything like that inside forensically? Okay, forensically means that we have a close examination of the car.
I know that, and then again, like everything else that we're telling you, then we can say we looked at Rick, we looked at his car, there's nothing in his car. That's the point, that's the whole point of everything. Yeah, this is, I mean, this style of thought, guys. I mean, I'm going to talk to my wife before I do anything. I mean, this affects her as much as it affects me. And I know you guys don't talk to people. I don't hear a bunch of rumors out there. I mean, I don't want anybody to know that I talk to you guys.
Well, I understand.
It's just not something.
But we don't do that.
Sure.
That's not something we want to do at all. So, we don't just go out randomly talking to people or stuff like this.
Sure, I understand.
Okay. So, with the phone, you say you want to take some time, more time to think about it. A couple things that I wanted to ask you about. Would you mind, Sheriff, if we stepped out for a little bit and came back? I'll be okay with you.
It's two yahoos. So Richard Allen is now sitting basically in there. He's just playing on his phone. It looks like he's texting somebody or looking something up as the officers are stepped out. Again, we're getting this video from Crime Circus, who obtained it in some way, shape, or form. So now it's out on the ether and another piece of evidence for the public to see. They're back.
What I want to do is kind of show you some of the stuff that we do have here. Why it's important. Why it's the only game.
It's like they have images.
One of the things that you told us was that you have driven out there in your car, and you think you've driven out there in your car. We have a picture of your car that shows it was going out to the trails that day. Okay? And now, one of the important things for us to help understand exactly where you were at today, what was going on, you've already told us that you were out there. That's really, really important for
sure.
Okay?
Yes.
So with that, what I wanted to do is try to help you work through this whole thing. I'm going to be completely honest with you. We've been able to talk to your wife.
Sure.
Talk to your daughter already. Well, this is all happening. We had time to do all that.
Sure.
And we've heard that you had some issues. Even at one point, put a gun in your mouth that you were going to do something to yourself, maybe for years or so. And, you know, look, there's a lot here that we need to get clarified, okay? As you well know, we have pictures of an individual on the bridge. And to some great degree, you described that individual as wearing, yourself as wearing blue jeans, a jacket that's of the same color as that. And you described a hat. It's hard to see the shoes, but they're tan brown. Okay? And this is the picture that was taken with the phone of one of the girls.
Okay. I understand that.
And the question needs to be, is that you?
If it was taken with the girl's phone, that is absolutely not. I mean, it's not me, but I never have met these girls before. So even if I thought it looked like me, if it was taken with the girl's phone, there's no way it could be. I've never met them. I've never seen them.
Okay. All right. So that's
and as far well, and let's just stop there. As far as my psychological well-being,
okay.
It has been, I've been dealing with that for years. It's not something new. It's not something because I went out and killed girls. Now I've got psychological problems. Have I had issues? Did I stick a gun? I know how a gun works, and I wasn't going to shoot that night. It was probably a cry for help that night. You've obviously talked to my wife, so it is what it is. But I know that you haven't talked to anybody that knows me, has been around me, my family, not my family, that thinks that I may have been involved in this. I wouldn't believe.
But this image, this person right here, he's wearing like a Carhartt jacket, just like you just told us.
Okay.
He's wearing the same clothing.
I'm going to guess a good 90-some percent of people on the trail that day, male in particular, were probably wearing Carhartt jackets and jeans. Wild guess. Oh, and by the way, there is pictures of Ron Logan wearing that exact same outfit. But hey, that's nothing. Nothing to see here. Let's go after the CVS guy.
That you just told us. We just need to know what happened. Why?
Sure. I mean, I said I was wearing blue jeans. Now, I think blue jeans is a pretty common thing that people wear.
Sure.
And I said I was probably wearing a black or a blue coat. It could have been a Carhartt, a zip up with a hoodie in it. I've had black ones. I've had a blue one. Or a blue one and a black one. Like, I guess, you know, you're telling me what I told you I was wearing and saying that that's me in it. So the other kind of, in your search, you literally want me to, like, that is a, you want me to say that that's my car?
We looked at
your car.
It matches everything. That's not, that is your car.
Okay. Well, I'm saying that picture, it's like, okay,
there's zero doubt.
Okay.
That's you.
I don't even.
Okay. That's We're just showing you what we have and why we need to eliminate you. That's
well, sure.
The point.
Sure. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're all done here.
Well, here's
unless
what
you want to arrest me.
Here's what I want to say to you at this point. You know, look, we have a lot of information here that we need clarification.
Sure.
And that's exactly why we're talking to you at this time.
Well, and that's
because what we want to do. What we want to do is to be able to take a look at your cell phone, take a look at all the data, help us out. Yeah, it would be great.
Or, you know, conversely, in this situation, we've already talked to your employer, and we already know that and we haven't told them what we know about this. We haven't said anything about that. Sure. But they say, you're a nice guy. Now, I believe you're a nice guy.
Oh, okay.
Look, you know, I have no reason. Let me take a picture for you. We went to your house.
No, you've got a job to do.
We went to your house.
You sat down here.
We went to your house.
We're having a conversation, and
we went to your house this morning, and what we did was knock on the door. You let us inside. We had a nice conversation, and that's great. That's really positive. You came here to the center and drove down. You rode the car with us.
Yeah.
And we had a chance to sit down and talk. And not a fella who is, I think, a mean fella. You know, you're not the kind of guy that would go out and do something malicious to somebody. So a lot of what we're trying to get figured out here today, right now,
sure,
is exactly what's going on here. Why is this information showing us one thing, but then you're telling us another?
What is it showing you? What?
This information.
I'm just saying that is. Just saying that is my car. I told you I could have been driving that car.
Yeah, that's right.
Exactly.
And I don't know what it is you're...
What are they showing?
This seems to have taken a turn, you know. You're sitting here and you're talking.
You're asking me things, and I get that.
Most people...
But now it's turning into...
Most people have wanted to be eliminated from this.
Well, sure.
I don't want to be included to begin with. So until the point that you have something that tells you that I did this and you want to subpoena or arrest me or something, I've got nothing to worry about. So... I'm not real concerned here, but your attitudes towards me have definitely changed, and I don't like the fact that, you know, it feels more like I'm being interrogated, and so then you're going to tell me that you've already talked to my wife and my daughter and stuff. Like, how straightforward is that, you know?
Well, let's turn everything around. Tell me what you would do differently if you were in our situation. You had this information. How would you react? What would you do? You do the same thing that we were doing right now.
What information is it that you have?
We have.
You have that I was out there, and I told you from the very beginning that I was out there.
Yes, you did.
I didn't hide it.
Did you see this guy?
I didn't know.
Okay.
I told you, I see the only person that I clearly remember seeing that, and this is from the day, I mean, this is the next day. The only people or person that came into my mind were those three girls that I seen.
Hmm. Richard, we're not upset with you, not mad at you, anything like that. We're just
sure.
trying to get to the bottom of
okay.
it. Okay. No, I'm not, you know. I'm not here to give you a hard time. I'm just here to try to get the situation straightened out. Mm-hmm. And what we want to do is simply get to the truth. What would help us get to the truth is being able to look inside of some of the things you're talking about. Okay?
And I get that.
Okay?
And maybe
then on the other side of things...
Sure. And on the other side of things, if I thought I had something that was going to help you, that would... You know, what do I have that's going to help you?
Okay. Well, I have some questions we have to go through here, if you don't mind.
And I think we're done.
Well, we have some other questions here that we could go through here. And what I could do...
I don't want to hear questions.
I don't want that hurt. Some of the questions that we can ask you are simply this. And I don't you feel like these questions all sound strange and it'd be very, maybe even accusing in nature, but I want you to understand I'm not trying to offend you.
I get
to help us out by getting to a little bit farther along in this matter.
So I don't know. You talked to my daughter and my wife. I can't tell you what happened. I can tell you that if that picture was, I mean, you can sit and take anybody and say, well, if they were wearing this and wearing that, that could be done. If that picture was taken from one of the girls' phones, it's
here's the
it's
problem
not me
with
because
that.
I've never met them. No, but listen, here's the problem with that. You know why you can put a lot of people and say they're wearing blue jeans and a blue coat, but you know what the difference is? No, you said you were there.
Well, sure,
we have people that saw you.
Okay. Ricky said you were out on the bridge yourself.
There aren't that many people that saw me. I mean, I'm sure I didn't miss that many people. If they walked behind me, I guess.
You said that you were out on the bridge, this bridge, yourself, that day, around the time when this happened.
No, I didn't.
You said you walked out onto the bridge. when we talked to you earlier, you said that you walked out to about the first platform or within that area about the bridge. That's what you told us. So we know that you were on the bridge.
Of course I was.
Okay.
And I told you that.
And with that, you know, we can say that, is this person you? That's the question. Is that person you? That's the question we have to answer.
Sure.
Okay. So if that person is you, we know this person followed the girls all the way to the other side of the bridge and then told them to go down the hill.
This is a Crime Circus presentation.
Follow them. I don't even know what you're talking about. Like, you're saying don't.
Okay. So the bridge here. Okay. This is the girls walking towards the other side of the bridge from where the trailhead is at.
The other side.
The other side of the bridge. And this person followed them all the way to the other side of the bridge where the...
Yeah.
So let's just... And then told them to go down the hill.
Okay. So let me stop here. I don't appreciate you trying to talk me into this.
No,
this is what I said. You're trying to change my words around. I told you I was on the bridge. Now, you just told me this is the trailhead side of the bridge.
Over here on this
side. You're saying
I walked on the bridge. You said you walked on that bridge that day.
And that first trestle is somewhere,
back there. Okay.
It's somewhere over there.
Help me understand. Okay. You came out this far. We know. You came out that far, is what you told me.
I'm not going to tell you. I can't tell by that how far out I was.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, you're saying that's me, and you're saying this is the far side of the bridge. I don't even go out that far anymore. I hadn't for years.
Mm-hmm. Okay, for years. But back then, that was in 2017. Okay. And the question is this you?
No.
Okay. So you're telling me that this person was out there on the bridge, wore the same clothing that you have on that day, but you didn't see them.
You can't tell that's a black Carhartt coat, a blue Carhartt coat, a pullover. I told you I could have been wearing this.
The two kinds of clothing you said you wore that day was either a black Carhartt coat or a blue Carhartt coat. Okay, you said you had blue jeans, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I've had
Okay, so put yourself in my chair.
I guess what I'm saying is I'm not going to tell you I wasn't wearing a black Carhartt that day. I told you I could have been. I don't know if that's a black Carhartt. And if it is, it's not mine, it's his.
And you said you have a hat. You normally wear a skull cap, which covers...
I said I carry one. If I was wearing one, it would be like a skull cap or a smaller type of hat or something.
Okay. So this is the situation we're at, okay? Basically this. Either you were out there to do this to the girls, or you were out there to be able to introduce the girls to somebody else.
Okay. Good luck finding anything that points in that direction. I mean, it's not me. You're not going to make me believe it's me. You're not going to find anything that ties me to those murders. So I'm not really that concerned. You know, you went from trying to... I don't know what you want to say, get my trust and then slowly lure me into telling you I killed somebody and I'm not going to do it. You know, I don't know where this changed course.
I'm not trying to give you a hard time, really not. I just want you to put yourself in the situation where we as police officers are looking at all the evidence that we have and what you've told us right now, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, not trying to give you a hard time. Just want to make sure that we get everything taken care of here. That's why we want to...
And what horrible, shitty police work you are doing. My God. Just, they want to fit a square peg in a round hole, and they're just going to sit there and hammer it and hammer it. This guy has given you absolutely nothing that is incriminating. It's, these officers should be in prison. Let's put these idiots into solitary confinement for a year and see how well they do. I can guarantee they'll be confessing to the murders too. Because that's what happens when you torture someone for a year, which is exactly what they did to Rick Allen. And this is how it all started. This is the guy that those morons railroaded into this story of theirs because they ignored all the solid evidence for years, or for some reason didn't follow up on it, didn't go down those roads because it may lead to someone else who doesn't want to be caught. I don't know who that is. I don't know why that is. You had so much solid evidence against other human beings. Because a guy went out for a walk that day, wore a Carhartt like 90-some percent of men have in that area, and blue jeans. Huh. Must be him. He told you where his car was. He told you when he was there. He's trying to help you. This is not the testimony of a killer.
To look at the things that we wanted to look at. And that's not going to happen now. I mean, like I said, we're done here. So arrest me or take me home. I understand. So arrest me or take me home. I'm done. These are stupid. Okay. So that day, on that day, you went out there on the bridge, and that you were wearing the same clothing that basically the same clothing that this person here is wearing. That's what you think. I don't know how you can tell that.
I'm curious about the cuts in here, because they can tell there's some internet stuff going on, or not internet, but just data stuff going on where it kind of jumps around a little bit the way the camera works. Maybe it's just that we don't have a timestamp on the video itself. And I know Crime Circus didn't edit that out. But I am curious if what was released from the Delphi Police Department, what did they cut? What did they cut out that made them look idiotic? I mean, this really does look pretty idiotic as is. But what else did they remove? If anything, I don't know. But it seems like there's some key points in here where it jumps. And you go, did the investigator say something really stupid and got shut down? And like, let's cut that part out and just go back to this. I don't know, but I am curious.
A black Carhartt coat, which is what I told you, a black or blue Carhartt coat. Never mind. This is ridiculous. You're trying to tell me that I gave you a description of this guy and I didn't. I mean, we all looked at this thing for months and years, and to me, that doesn't even look like a Carhartt coat. I
we can't say it's not, can you?
I mean, neither one of us can. You're right. Can't say it's your own. I mean, we can't say that it's not a Carhartt coat. We can't say that hat isn't similar to the one that you have had at one point. So. With all those things in view,
you've lost my trust. I'm not going to talk to you anymore. This is stupid. Now you've pissed me off.
Well, I'm sorry about that.
Okay. Are you arresting me?
Well, I really try. I'm trying to get this thing worked out. Okay. I want to try to get this thing worked out.
Am I free to leave or not?
You've always been free to leave.
Thank you. You're an asshole.
So that was the work, the gathering of that video. Crime Circus is the one who put that all together. So thank you to them for that. And they have great information on their channel, too, about this case. This is insane. I don't know what else to say about it. This is the first time we've really got a chance to see Richard Allen as he was before they tortured him to near death. This is the guy. This is the guy they said is the killer. Go watch the Ron Logan video. Go watch the video about Keegan Klein. You know, Keegan, the guy who's in jail for child porn, who was communicating with one of the girls and had plans to allegedly meet one of them that day at the bridge. That guy. He has nothing to do with it. Ron Logan, who had a fake alibi that he made up and told a friend to cover where he was at that time before anyone publicly knew the girls were dead? He's already coming up with an alibi? Why would you come up with an alibi? You don't even know anything happened out here. And they're dead on his property. And the FBI gets involved. And they pan him out on a silver platter to the Delphi officials going, here's everything we have on him. We think it's him. And then they kick the FBI out of the investigation. We got it from here. We're going to go after the CVS guy. What a bunch of fools. What a bunch of deplorable fools these police are in Delphi. What are they covering up? What are they covering up? Is it utter incompetence? Just their lack of doing a thorough job on this investigation, not being able to put together the pieces that anyone who just looks at this stuff on the outside can go, how about these guys over here? But they went down the road of him. That's what they said is their best evidence. What a bunch of fools. What do you think? You obviously know how I feel. I'm going to do another video on this. We're going to break it down. We're going to do some commentary. I want to simmer on this because this is literally the first time I am watching it too. So I want to kind of gather some thoughts on this. And then in the next day or so, I'll have a longer video just with thoughts. But do tell me yours. Press subscribe wherever you're getting podcasts so you don't miss any of our coverage of this case or the many that we cover. Richard Allen needs to be freed. You want to get on a bandwagon of true injustice? This is the one to get on. This is the one to get on. Because this man is rotting away in prison because of those two dipshits. Give me your thoughts in the comments section. I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for watching.
If true crime is your obsession, we've got you covered. Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today for nonstop coverage, expert insights, and in-depth analysis. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Welcome back to our coverage. You got to look at the camera right over there, Bill. See? There it is. Yep. Our continuing coverage as we break down more of the interrogation of Richard Allen with Delphi Police right before his arrest. This is our fourth segment on it. We have done three pieces already. So please, if you're just jumping into this, go back to the start. If you want to go even further back, there's this first interrogation, which we've also broken down for you as well. So let's continue on with it. And if you're watching on YouTube, you may have noticed the puppy. This is Belle. She's in here all day with me, but she's usually just over there. But I thought, I'm just going to get her a chair and then she can join us here on camera with all the dark stuff we talk about. Doesn't hurt to have a friend nearby that looks like Belle. Yeah, because she's a puppy. What is she? She is a golden doodle, by the way, and she's about 6 months old. So there you go. If you're really getting wrapped up and you're like, okay, if you're watching this and you need a little psychological break for a second, you can just look down to the bottom right corner of your screen, and there's a puppy. So, and I'm in no way trying to make light of any of this because this is horrible. And the justice for Richard Allen, that's really our point of doing this. So, people can be aware of just how crazy this case is. And it's no disrespect to the families of Abby and Libby, but I'm sorry, that killer is either still out there or dead. Because it ain't this guy. Sorry. Let's continue on. I should also note the video. Crime Circus is the source of the interrogation videos.
So tell me.
You tell me. Tell me
This is a Crime Circus presentation.
I think you're involved in this double homicide. That's what I'm telling you because of the facts that
we have. I get that you think that. And I'm telling you I wasn't.
Okay. And if that's all it was, your word against my word, I would be like, okay, Rick, we'll see you later. But I got all this evidence that we can present to a jury of your peers who's going to say, Bob, Rick did this. He won't talk to us, though, so we don't know what he is. He's just some crazy monster that chases around teenage girls and wants to torture them and do whatever.
Jesus.
That's God. What they're going to say. And now your wife and your daughter and your friends and your family have to live with that.
Exactly. They already have to. You've already done the damage.
I didn't do the damage.
You certainly did. And everybody else.
Around for my gun isn't down there.
I can't explain to you something that I don't understand.
I wish you could. I wish somebody could.
I certainly wish I could.
Well, sit tight. I'm going to find out what your wife's been telling the other detective. Okay? I can bring her in here, too. Let her tell you. Maybe she can convince you to tell the truth.
If you're listening, he's sitting there and... You can sense like the hopelessness that you see in him as he's just trying to make sense of this. I don't know how any other way to describe what it looks like.
I'm going to talk to you, so she's going to come and talk to you for a minute, okay? Anything else? You need a smoke break? Another smoke? You want to step out back and smoke before you talk to your wife?
If you'll let me, I will. But
do you have a cigarette?
They're in my jacket.
Where's your jacket?
I'm assuming she has it.
Okay.
Let's open up a bottle of water and... Again, I mean, we've seen so many interrogation videos. This is just stunning. This is not
water.
How a guilty person acts.
Ice cream break, smoke break, anything else? I'll see if she wants to come talk to you. You need nothing else? Water good? Do you need anything else to drink?
I'm just over this.
I know. Okay. I want to get over it too. I have a job to do. I'm trying to figure shit out.
Get it.
Okay.
These are the people that figure things out there. Let that one sink in. That's why things don't get figured out there. He continues to sit there and then his head's down. Kind of playing with his fingers and just what you do when they leave you to sit for probably 40-50 minutes just to simply observe you. And sometimes it works, sometimes it reveals some really interesting stuff. In this case, it reveals nothing. It reveals a man who is feeling horribly violated by a system that clearly has some other motive or reason to go after him.
She wants to talk to you. Okay. She's calming down a little bit.
But okay.
We basically told her about the same evidence that we have that we told you about. And she's wants to talk to you. She's
probably terrified.
She is. So she's drinking the water and calming down a little bit. Like I told her, you mentioned it earlier, you're worried about what people are going to think and all this. I get that, but I don't think you're a bad person. Neither does she.
What kind of good person kills two people?
People make bad decisions all the time. I don't know what happened. You know, for all I know, maybe they did something.
What makes two of us?
Well, you have some explaining to do, though. I don't think you can explain why, and other than you think I'm making it up. But good people make bad decisions all the time. Good people get backed into a corner all the time, and I don't know what they did. Maybe. I have a hard time believing they did something. I don't think anybody could do something to deserve to be killed over, but you know, if somebody gets angry and their medication isn't right or whatever, I'm on medication. If my medication isn't right, maybe I don't make the best decisions. You know, people that are drinking and doing drugs, not saying you do, but when people drink and do drugs or the medication's off, maybe they make bad decisions. Good people do it all the time, but good people get out in front of it and tell the truth and try to help, put an end to it. It's over. And she believes, she doesn't think we're making any of this up. She thinks you're a good person. I think you're a good person. I just think something went wrong. I don't know why or what happened, but only one person could tell me, and that's you.
I can't tell you something that I don't know.
You don't
and
know
I don't know how to make that any clearer.
You don't want to remember?
Oh, my God. I didn't do anything. I didn't murder two little girls. I didn't help somebody murder two little girls. I wasn't involved in, what'd you say, scheming or whatever. I wasn't involved with these two girls in any way, shape, or form. Never even seen them before.
Talk to you a little bit.
Okay.
You guys can try to sort this out. Let me know whatever I can do to help. If you need more water or anything.
Okay.
Need another smoke break. I just feel like you're
I said, you don't know what to think.
It's tough.
It's not tough, it's bullshit.
I don't think it is.
Okay.
Do you have a valid explanation? Of all this. But you don't.
That's what I can't explain something I don't know.
Alright. Well, we'll figure it out.
It is just, I mean, it's heartbreaking. Again, you think this guy, all he did was go for a walk that day. He wanted to get out in the sunshine. Something helpful. Exercise. His anxiety and depression. To tell you what, that walking in sunshine's very good for that.
Hey, baby.
And now, because of that walk, this is where he is.
Yep.
It's all right, babe. All right. They're trying to tell me that you actually believe that I did it. I just can't believe that.
trying to figure out why there's a bullet out there.
I know. You think I'm not? And that's what I told him. I can't explain something I don't understand. I tried to explain to him that there's no way that a bullet from my gun was at a murder scene, because it didn't happen. I didn't even have my gun that day I went out.
I've said this in the other videos, and I don't know if I've said it in this one, but again, I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but obviously there's a lot of dark things that appear to have gone on in this case. So here's my theory. Yes, the bullet was found. The bullet sat in evidence. And then once they got Richard Allen's gun, well, they had a reason to take it out. Evidence, the bullet, and then surprise, the markings are on it. It almost makes you wonder if the bullet they tested for the markings was the actual evidence one. I'm going to guess they never even tested it all. I'm just going to guess they just went and said, here we go. Rack it. There you go. Put it back in evidence. Take a look. Let's run another one through and see. Look, the two match. This one over here that we just, it's not the evidence one, but the one from the evidence that we happen to also have out for comparison now. So maybe it really did go through his gun, but that is how it went through his gun. At least that'd be my guess in this magical world of Delphi. That's just my conjecture. I can't prove it. It's not fact. But that piece is coming and making some sense now. Let's continue on. This is horrible. Him and his wife in a situation like this.
You know me. You know this isn't something I could do. And I know that you know that. You don't have to tell me that. I know. They really think I did this. And they want me to believe that I know, you know, I didn't do this. I guess that's what I'm saying. I don't know what they're trying to do here, but I'm not gonna say something that's not true, and I can't explain something that I don't understand. The only way for me to explain it is that I don't know, because I'm saying it's not possible. There's no way that a bullet from my gun ended up at a murder scene. I didn't murder anybody. I didn't help somebody murder anybody. You know, I'm not gonna sit here and try to convince you. I know you know me. I know you know that I didn't do this, had anything to do with it. Talk about scheming or something.
Yeah, I don't. How did a bullet from your gun get out there?
I don't know,
honey. Because they said it came from our gun.
I know that's what they believe me. That's what they're telling me.
But how did it get there?
I don't know.
And they said there was one in your box above your dresser to match it.
He showed me that picture too. I can't explain it. And I don't...
I can't either. They keep asking me, and I don't know how to answer that. There's no way for me to know.
I understand. Me either. And that's what I'm trying to tell them. You want to keep asking me, and I just keep telling you, I can't explain it. I don't know how to explain something that isn't possible. Yeah. But I know, this is what I do know. I know that no bullet from my gun was connected with a murder in any way, shape, or form. And there's no way a bullet from my gun would have been near Abby and Libby's murder or anything else, because I never even seen those girls. Period. And I didn't even have my gun that day. So that's what I'm trying to say. I don't know how to make that any clearer. I don't know how to make that, how to make somebody understand. I get what he's saying. I don't have a way to explain it.
And then, like, there's a witness that said it was you out there.
Dear, I don't
know. And I'm like, how did they know it was you? And so they said they showed her a picture. And I'm like, of course you were out there.
If they see me out there, they see me out there, dear. And I told them.
Were you on the bridge?
I told them I was on the bridge. I went out to the first trestle.
Oh, okay.
That first thing.
I don't remember you telling me that. Between. So I told him you weren't on it, but I didn't.
It doesn't, hon, you're not in any trouble. You didn't do anything. I didn't do anything.
Tell him, right?
Huh?
I didn't know you were on it. I'm sorry.
Well, don't worry about it.
You told me you weren't, so I just was.
No, I told you that I walked.
Okay.
I love you, baby. I don't know what they're trying to do, but I know that that's not what I told you. I love you. And I just, this is, they're not going to get away with this.
The sad part so far, they are.
This is exactly what I would never want for you, and there's nothing I can do about it. I'm not going to say I did something I didn't do. I'm not.
Yeah.
And I know you know me, and I know you know that I would never do this. All I can say, hon, is you know me. I know, and I know you know me, and I know you. And what they're doing to you right now, I'm not okay with this at all. And they know it, but they're gonna do what they're gonna do. I'm just sorry you're having to hurt. I'm sorry I'm having to go through it. I mean, how? It's like I told them, the damage is already done. You've already talked to people I work with, you talked to neighbors of mine, and I care about what people think. You know I care about what people think.
You know.
Hell, I have no trouble not trying to believe that people think. Half the time, I just think they think what I'm thinking. You know what I'm talking about. I'm always worried about what Jory thinks, or.
I know.
And they're trying to, you know, talk about my anxiety and depression and shit. And, you know, I've tried to explain to them it's been going on for 7-8 years. Hell, I've had it my whole life. They want me to tell them that I did it. And I'm not going to. I'm not going to admit to something that I didn't do. How stupid is that? I don't care what they do to me. I'm not going to admit to doing something I had nothing to do with. And I'm not going to try to explain something I can't explain, because I don't know. You tell me, because I don't know. I just know that I never even carried the gun unless we were going mushroom hunting, tromping through the woods, or fishing along the river. That's the only time I even carried it, for the most part. I never even would have... Hell, I haven't carried my gun in... I don't even remember a time when I used to carry it. I mean, other than going fishing, like if we were going night fishing.
This is a Crime Circus presentation.
What happened to Bullet Gift there, honey? I can't understand that.
I told you, I can't either, huh? There's two explanations. One is, the bullet didn't come from my gun.
It did, though, honey. The cut ballistics on it.
I get that. Then it didn't come from a murder scene. I don't know what else to say. I get that. I get what they're saying. What I'm telling you is, if that bullet came from my gun, there's no way it was found with their investigation for the murder. There's no way. I can't explain something I have no answer for. They want you to think that I done it. That's what this is all about. They want you to come in here and make me believe that you think I did it, and I know you don't. You know me too well. You know I'd never do something like this, or even be involved with something like this. So they're probably going to come and take you away from me and go at me again. So. Just tell them you want an attorney. And they'll have to let you leave. Don't worry about me. I'm trying to. I don't know what they're doing. Yes, you do. There is no way that evidence is going to show that I did
right
this.
Right fucking here, Rick.
You got one piece of evidence that I can't explain.
Multiple. I'm not showing you my whole fucking hand here.
I don't care. I'm showing you I'm done talking.
Now you're going to drag your fucking wife and your daughter through this because you're too fucking bullheaded to get out in front of this and admit that you made a mistake. And whatever the fuck happened out there, we'll never fucking know because you're too big of a fucking... Go ahead.
So tell you I did something.
Tell me
that
the truth.
I do.
The truth, Rick. I don't want to know.
I told you the truth, and you don't want to hear it.
The evidence tells me otherwise. The evidence clearly indicates you're involved in this.
No, it doesn't.
It fucking does.
It doesn't. I'm telling you that there is no way that a bullet from my gun was used in these murders.
And I'm telling you that we had this fucking round on February 14th, 2017. It's been secured in a fucking laboratory. And we've tested other guns
I understand what you're saying.
I want her to hear this.
I understand,
Rick,
what you're saying. What I'm telling you is I can't explain something I don't understand.
Oh, the science has explained it for you. The lab analysis of analysts have explained that for you. They're saying that this round, without a doubt, came from your gun.
Then you've taken it from somewhere else, then. Because it's not possible.
I did not take it from somewhere else. It was locked in. It was taken as a photograph. You think we fucking threw your fucking round and threw it down by a fucking dead girl's foot? This ain't fucking TV. This is realistic.
I understand.
We collected that fucking item on February the 14th. We didn't take it from anywhere else but that fucking scene. And we didn't take your gun from anywhere else. We took it from your fucking
house. I'm telling you, I can't explain something.
And I'm telling you the fucking analysts explain it. You can't get past this.
Can you please let my wife out?
Absolutely. Come on, Kathy.
I love you, baby. Can I kiss her?
Yeah, kiss her.
I will. Do the right thing, Kathy. Tell him to do the right thing.
Jesus.
He knows I will.
Yeah, do the right thing. You're going to put your family through this for no reason.
This is fucking evil. He's sitting down now. He's alone. Looked like he might have shed some tears.
You're going to pay for what you've done to my wife.
What do I do?
You want to fuck with me? Fuck with me. But you leave my wife out of this. Fuck, leave me out of it.
No, you're involved in this. You're fucking around, say real.
No, it's not.
I can see you're getting pissed off. I understand.
I am just pissed off. Did you not see my wife?
Did you not see these fucking two girls dead? No, that's what happened. You got fucking pissed off at them. You fucking dragged them down a fucking hill, and you fucking killed them. I didn't. Don't fucking tell me you didn't.
I didn't kill anybody.
I'm upset for a reason. Not because
I'm trying to kill somebody.
You're trying to tell me that I'm not making this fucking round shit up, Rick. It is what it is.
I'm done talking. Arrest me.
Happy to. Be fucking happy to, because I tried to fucking help you and you wouldn't fucking do it.
Oh, you're helping me.
Guilty, and I know it, and I'm going to fucking prove it.
Okay.
And I'm not paying for any of this shit. You're paying. This is on you. This ain't on me. It's fucking on you, Rick. You had your fucking opportunity.
Fuck. Fucking
believe. That's the end of that. The source of that Crime Circus. Yeah. Crime Circus, who got that out, and we're breaking down the video. That's the end of it. We are going to be going through phone calls next, the jailhouse phone calls. And remember what we're doing here, that we're doing this all in an order. So the first three ones we put out were from the first interview. That was before this one by a little bit of time. And then this is the one where he is ultimately arrested. And then we're going to get into the jailhouse phone calls from the more than a year where he was put into solitary confinement at a prison, not a jail where you normally go when you're waiting for trial, in a prison. Solitary confinement. And transferred in the middle of the night to another one without ever notifying an attorney or anything of that nature. The list goes on and on. There's so many issues with this case. And if you're just diving into it, go to our playlist on it on YouTube or our podcast on it as well. And you can get every piece of information you want, because it goes so deep, and there's so many pieces that we have out there on it. We've been following it for, probably years now. And here's where we sit. We're going to go to those jailhouse phone calls to his family next. Press subscribe so you don't miss any of that. And here's our happy puppy dog. I know I was petting her a bit during that because, if you need the pet, we're gonna put you on camera a lot more. I think people will like you. If you like Belle, let us know. Give us some hearts or, I don't know, barks. Can you do bark dog emojis? I don't know. But do let us know. Press subscribe. I am Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening and stick around.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big. Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.